Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful word this morning, Lord, to just encourage us on this road of salvation. Within you, we live and move and have our being, and with you. And thank you, Lord, as it says in the days of Noah, kept faith, kept drawing close and seeing your goodness, experience your goodness, Lord. There's no regrets when we go through the squeezings, the sufferings, and keep our focus, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word. Bless it to our bodies and our attitudes and our actions. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 7, verse 8 to 12. I know I distressed you greatly with my letter. Although I felt awful at the time, I don't feel at all bad now that I see how it turned out. The letter upset you, but only for a while. Now I'm glad, not that you were upset, but that you were jarred into turning around things. You let the distress bring you to God, not drive you from Him. The result was all gain, no loss. Distress that drives us to God does that. It turns us around. It gets us back in the way of salvation. We never regret that kind of pain. But those who let distress drive them away from God are full of regrets and end up on a deathbed of regrets.
Hallelujah. Your powerful word, eh? And you know, when we just think about it, these days are like the days of Noah. And we can see the bad of the days of Noah was the world out there was caught up with the evil one. And we, the Bible says in that there, we are in God and with God, and He's there saving us, watching over us, but the whole world is under the power of the evil one. And so we've got to go to the positive side of the days of Noah. And we've got that in Hebrews 11. Noah kept his faith. He kept holding on to the pattern that was given to him. And so we also, salvation has a way of thinking. Salvation has an attitude, and salvation is an action of staying with Jesus and walking with Jesus and being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus, being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert. So guys, we are not of those that give up. We need to always run to the Lord and not from the Lord. This word has just so encouraged me again, you know, as I think of the times we as a family had to go through. Tilly was 11 when she lost her mother. And then the Lord led me to leave the ministry because the boundary lines were shaking there. They wasn't staying on the solid boundary lines. And so I knew with many confirmations, He led me out. And so I left, you could say, like a child that myself and Karina had visualized and seen as God had given us a vision. He brought it about. And even before she passed away, I was saying to her, I was just saying it's time to move on. And so my children and my new wife, Danita, came into the picture then as well. All that we had to take part in leaving and even going and staying in a tent. And this made, you know, me bitter at times, but I had to choose. This is God speaking. And He'll prepare a table before me and before my family in the presence of our enemies. And we will go on, you know. So you've got to hold on to. I got that Psalm 84. One morning I just woke up and I didn't know the psalm. And there it talks about that. Blessed are those whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Pilgrimage with the Lord, like Abraham, who listened to God, went with God, and saw God's provision. Yes, so, and there was time my children were bitter about the situation. Their family home, they've left it, you know. But I look at them today and I look how they have developed. And that's why that wonderful scripture in Hebrews 10 says we are not of those who draw back, but those who believe and are saved. And some wonderful attitudes of perseverance and going through sufferings. Because sufferings, in the fire of suffering, that's where your character is developed. That's where your personality is developed. That's where your boldness is developed. That's what you need. So he says, well, in Hebrews, we're not of those that give up, but those who believe and are saved. So here it's telling us, if you're going to regret and have a pity party, you're running towards darkness, and that's the realm of the devil. So you're having a pity party with the devil. So as quick as you get finished with that and say, well, Lord, help me with the answers. I know you are taking me on. You're not there to allow me to be killed and to lose my testimony and to lose my reputation. You're taking me on into your testimony you have for me and your reputation. And like I say, I mean, the kids were bitter with me for a while. But you can see all three of them now shining. Telly's in university. And the skills that that girl has developed is just amazing. At times she had an assignment now where she was in tears because the people are not adequate to produce according to the task. And so she just about had to do like 99% of the work for how many others? About five others. That's a team of six. And that's the type of thing. We become fragrance to help and encourage others. And that's how God has made us. No shortcut, just like David. Him becoming king was no shortcut. He had to fight the lion and he had to fight the bear. And then he had to overcome the king, evilness. He had to keep his perseverance and endurance and character staying with the Lord. So guys, it's just so many scriptures relevant to this and that. And all the scriptures to do with trials, tribulation, squeezing, tells you that characters get developed in that. And you get stronger, not weaker. And you grow into your ministry, into your calling, into your salvation. Amen? And that's exactly like the times of Noah. Noah had kept faith. And that's what we need to do in these times. And so he kept his faith in the pattern of salvation that God had showed him. And as long as you stay in the boundary lines that have been laid out for you, you're in a good place. And that's where God is. And that's where God will back you and bring you through the valley of the shadow of death and prepare a table before you. So be blessed, guys. Amen. Good things come out of testings and they get stronger. So guys, we need to stay in the light as he's in the light and the blood of Christ, as there's life in the blood, his life will be there for you and to help you through. So be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.